show, friend of the show, Coach Kermit Davis, not old Miss Rebels, coming to Atlanta, Holiday Hoops Giving, this Saturday, here at Safe Arena. She gets some tickets today. See my man, Coach Davis. Coach, I've been seeing you, man. How you been doing, man?
JR, doing good. You know, just kind of right in the middle of the grind. And we're in exam week right now, but really looking forward to coming to Atlanta on Saturday. Big day of basketball.
And, Coach, you have a young man on the roster from his area, James White there from Conyers, Georgia. Tell me about that young man as well, bringing him back home as well to his hometown city where his Hawks play at, man.
Yeah, you know, James White is – he's a lot of freshmen right now, JR. He's going to be a really good talent, trying to figure everything out. We've got great hopes for him. You know, not really in the mix of playing time. I know, like, he would like, but I do think he'll get a chance on Saturday, but working really hard. So we're excited to have James in our program.
And Coach, as you know, coming to Atlanta, a lot of Georgia kids did you come bringing another young man from Georgia, some more down South Georgia way on your roster as well, Coach. So talk about coming to Atlanta, the recruiting base in Georgia. A lot of guys come over to Ole Miss, easy flight, easy drive over, but parents see their kids still play and coming down in Georgia. A lot of talent is you can get to come become a Rebel, play for you, man.
Yeah, you know it is. It's you know, we signed two kids from Atlanta early, a kid named Robert Cowart, who's now at Southern California Prep School, Malik Ewing, who I think is the best big in Georgia, 6'10", from Berkmar High School. You know, so you're right. Atlanta's got some unbelievable coaches and players. And, you know, we'll be out on Friday night. Our players are going to come to watch the Hawks-Nets games, and we'll be out recruiting at some different high schools on Friday night. So you're right. It's great to be there. I know our guys are excited.
No doubt. Coach, let me ask you this, man. Talk about what Chris Williams is doing with Holiday Hoops Giving, because now they have four games on one day at our arena, the Hawks, where the Hawks play at, man. Easy for you guys to get to Atlanta. A nice neutral site, multi-team event, one day. So I think every box you want is a scheduler and a coach for players as well, and fans.
Yeah, you know, Chris does such a great job of, you know, I was at his high school event a couple weeks ago, you know, and he has some great high school teams there, and obviously the college event, you know, and we've got, you know, LSU, Auburn, and us from the SEC participating. You know, we all have a lot of good fan bases right there in the Atlanta area. We hope a lot of Rebels show up, you know, in the night session there, you know, LSU, Georgia Tech, and then us in Western Kentucky. So four really, really good games. It gives you kind of like a SEC tournament, NCAA tournament feel. And we're all looking for good neutral site games. So, like I said, what a great venue to play basketball.
Hey, Coach, you had a big win tonight at Oxford there, man, against Memphis, man. You know, right after an hour from you guys, man, bringing them to your home arena, man. Tell us about beating that team as well, giving the guys a big boost coming in to play West Kentucky. And Coach Stansbury, who does a great job up there at Western, man.
Yeah, you know, it's a game that, you know, Penny and I talked when we got the job, is that we're going to play every year. And we didn't play last year because of COVID. Played the year before, was sold out in Memphis. Our game was sold out. You know, really two good defensive teams. So it was a good win for us. We made some plays down the stretch to win it. I think Memphis is going to win a bunch of games, very talented team. You know, so hopefully they're now a break for exams. So it's always good when you got a week off, you know, JR, to get a win and kind of have a good feeling in your stomach. And so we've had some good practices, and we need a couple more before we get to Atlanta on Saturday.
And Coach, tell me about this, Coach, having fans again. I know my first game back on the road was Memphis in the preseason for the Hawks. I enjoy being back in the arena again once more. For you guys having your great arena you have on campus in Oxford, man, having fans back, Coach, tell me about how it's been for you and your guys.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, last year we beat, I guess, three top 10 teams or three top 15 teams at home, and there was no fans there to enjoy, you know, Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri, and but it was kind of nice, you know, the other night to be able to see that place full again and rocking. And, you know, we nobody ever took the fans for granted, but what I think we do is you just appreciate it even more, whether you're in the NBA arenas, college arenas, and just that excitement, and you feel that buzz about 15, 20 minutes for a tip. So, yeah, it's a great feeling to have everybody back.
It was funny, Coach, for me, my last road game was March 7th in Memphis. First road game back was October 9th in Memphis. So for me, Memphis was like my COVID going and coming. So it was also felt good to be at that Bill Street Hotel, the West on the Bill Street that we stay at. I'm so happy to get back there again. I'm like, man, we're back again. This is basketball time again. We travel again, have a good time, and enjoy the fans there engaging with us all.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's great that, you know, I know we've got another little variant coming, but I think, you know, our players have done a great job, knock on wood, with all the precautions of COVID, I'm sure, just like the NBA. But that last year, that was an unbelievable year. We were the last Power Five team to start playing. I got it. Our whole team got wiped out. We had our first six or seven games get canceled. And so it's nice to get back to normal and be able to travel normal. And like I said, I hope it'll be a good fan base shows up for both sessions on Saturday in the Hawk Arena.
And Coach, for your last show, I'll ask you about that. You got 16 wins, probably the hardest year possible to win bank games. Like you said, you never know if you're going to play a game, a guy that's positive, you got to cancel a game, have a shoot around, and get canceled on you right on the court there. So for you mentally and your guys mentally, how was it, man, just doing that grind every day, making sure you never know if you're going to actually play that day you scheduled to play?
Yeah, you know, JR, I went from November 17th to December 7th, and we didn't practice today, and I didn't coach our team. I mean, that's how far along. Like I said, we were the last team. Then we practiced 3 days, started playing. And so we got off to a slower start, but at the end, you know, we won the fourth most games in the SEC, and we had four, five, six games canceled, so we didn't get to play as many as we'd like. Usually a team that wins the fourth most games, they always go to the NCAA tournament in the SEC. So we're like one of the last teams out, number one seed in the NIT, which was disappointing, but, you know, one of those things. So it was a difficult year to get tested, and it's a year that you can never imagine, you know, but you're all better going forward, I think, because we all went through some difficult times, and I think it makes you appreciate the game, appreciate the fans, appreciate what you have normalcy a ton more than we all used to.
And, Coach, for me, I never knew what a Zoom was to March last year, Coach. I never knew what Zoom was.
We've got good at Zoom, hadn't we, JR? I'm telling you that. We understood. Yeah. I know. We did so much recruiting and everything by Zoom. And, yeah, a lot of things that have sure changed because of COVID.
Coach, I've not been in my office in Atlanta since last March, okay, Coach? That's why I'm on Zoom now still. I can't get back in my office until they still won't let me in my office in Midtown Atlanta, Coach. I can't go back to my radio office at all. Still. Oh.
Y'all got to get back to normal. We're back to normal, Mississippi, a little bit better than that, I promise you.
Yes, sir, Coach. And also, Coach, three-game win streak for you, man. So the guys have to be really confident as well. You saw different styles already. So, you know, and then you know it's going to be a tough SEC slate. We do all know it's going to be tough. But seeing different styles early, they can help you down there. You got a good guy like Dayton coming to you, Middle Tennessee, old where you used to coach it, coming and playing you. So what about the different styles you're seeing right now, Coach? Prepare your guys for that tough grind coming up in December and January, and this SEC coming up here real soon.
Yeah, you know, we played a really good hot Marquette team. You know, we're up 10 the first half, up 8 in the second half, went 4 for 13 from the line down the stretch, got beaten a tough one. You know, then you play a team like Memphis, who I think is one of the best defensive teams. They're long, athletic. They block 10 or 11 shots a game, play really, really hard. And, you know, college – we play in a really unconventional league that you know, like the Big Ten, most teams are just man-to-man, basic. I mean, our league is zone, switching, pressing. It's a lot of different. So, you know, Western Kentucky has been playing a lot of zone so far, 2-3 zone. They'll play some 1-3-1, half-court trap zones. So they'll switch up some defenses. And so, yeah, you just got to be prepared for a lot of different ways to play. And but, you know, that's just kind of college basketball. But our league has really got some really, really good coaches that play a lot of different styles.
And I think, Coach, this year your league is going to be the best I've seen in many years. From all of those teams you got, from 1 to 14, it's no easy night in your league this year. You can't say it's a win, you know, because all these coaches are getting better. And having that COVID year as well, Coach, having guys stay around extra year, another year to develop as well, to make the league even better as well, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is. You know, college basketball is getting older and older. I think that's why you see more upsets. I mean, you know, Texas Southern, who Johnny's a good friend of mine, hadn't won a game, and they go to Florida and beat Florida by 15. You got Tarleton State, you know, goes to Gonzaga, and it's a two-possession game with 2 minutes to go. So it's just older guys everywhere with the transfer portal. It's just different. So you're right. The league is going to be fantastic. I think everybody thinks it's the best league in college basketball right now. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, when you sign up to come to the SEC, that's what you sign up for. You want to play against the best every night, best players. It's pros on pros every single night, Hall of Fame coaches. So it's something that we look forward to. And you know what? We've all got about four more games, and that league schedule will pop us right at the end of December. So it's going to be a lot of fun nights.
No doubt. And Coach Meskis, man, for you coming here to Atlanta. What is your favorite spot to eat here when you come to town, man?
You know, it's a great, you know, I love the Varsity. Isn't that crazy? I know that's like, sounds like a homer tourist, but I love when I'm in there recruiting, I love the Varsity. I love Bones Steakhouse.
Yes.
I'm supposed to go to after we finish up all our meetings. I think we're going to Cuts Steakhouse with some boosters on Friday night later on, you know. So there's so many. You tell me, you know it. You give me your two best spots.
But Coach, like? I'm a seafood guy. The name is bad, Coach, but 6 feet under. It's a great seafood spot in Grant Park.
All right.
Off Memorial. I love that spot, okay? And, Coach, this is something I'm going to tell you, man. It's an Atlanta delicacy. If you want some wings, American Deli. Get you a 10-piece barbecue, mild lemon peppers and fries, and your nice lemonade or tea. You can't go wrong, Coach.
American Deli and 6 foot under. All right, I got that banked in. I know you would know. So my next recruiting trip, I'm doing one of those.
Coach, just give me a call when you come in town. I got you, man.
I'll treat you, JR. I'll treat you.
All right, Coach. Coach, good to see you again. I look forward to seeing you on Saturday, man. Best of luck to you as always, Coach. And I love our chats, man.
All right. Take care, JR. Appreciate you, buddy.
See you, man.